It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnaw Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you very much. It's chilly out this morning again.
A little bit, yeah.
Been chilly. Not as bad this morning as it has been the last few mornings, though. It's odd in a summer where we were so blistering hot all throughout the month of July, and actually even set a few high-temperature records. Now we're turning around and setting low-temperature records.
Yeah. Pretty weird.
Can you explain it?
No.
Yeah, neither can the weather guys. That's half the problem. We never know what to expect anymore. Brett Holtz is in with us this morning. We can't control things outside, but Brett and the gang can control your comfort inside, correct?
You bet. That's a good lead-in. Thank you.
I try my best. I sat up all night thinking of this.
I wish I had a furnace or air conditioning you had to follow that with this morning. I'm talking fireplaces today.
Well, that's comfort indoors. That works. Tell us about Camblin's.
If you're tired of carrying in wood for that fireplace, see Camblin Plumbing and Heating about a new gas fireplace. We carry the Lennox lineup of quality direct vent fireplaces with models to fit into any existing wood-burning fireplace, as well as a new freestanding units. Lennox's assortment of units truly lets you personalize your model to fit your decor and needs. With one of these beautiful units, you will enjoy more than just the ambiance. You will be thrilled with the amount of heat that's available. Also, Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a large variety of gas logs in several different sizes. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Did you get a chance to go down to the State Fair this year?
No.
Been a while?
Yeah, probably 20 years.
Oh, it's been a while then, hasn't it? It has kind of been a while. Well, we had a chance to go down on Saturday and spend a little bit of time. Of course, State Fair closed out with a big grand finale last night with Rascal Flatts and other performers on stage at the grandstand, and big doings yesterday before they closed things out their 11-day run. I know Chris had a chance to go down with his wife the other day, too, last week. I've never seen more scooters in my life, I don't think. But, but there are boy, Saturday was packed. You were down, what, Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
How was the crowd Thursday?
It was decent. I heard a few people, you know, kind of rumbling to each other that they didn't think it was as busy as, you know, they expected it to be. It was kind of one of their slower days, maybe, but that's still a good crowd. There are a lot of people around.
And if you're not a vendor, that's a bad thing. Why?
Yeah.
We were down Saturday, and it was just, the crowd was enormous. Been down there several times over the years, but I don't think I've ever been around that big a crowd at the State Fair. It was just, I mean, literally shoulder to shoulder in a lot of places. It was difficult to, it seemed like, in fact, I kept making that comment to my wife. It seemed like we were always walking upstream. What's the deal? I mean, it seems like no matter where we go, there's more people coming at us than the flow of traffic going with us. Mm-hmm. Maybe we were just always going to the other place, I guess, but, you know, wandered around quite a bit. Did you eat your way around the fair?
I only had a little bit. I didn't really eat much when I was there.
Well, you're disappointing me this morning.
I don't know. Trying to pinch some pennies. I stayed away from that stuff.
Yeah, it can get quite costly quite quickly. It's another one of those deals. You know, we all have childhood memories of mom and dad taking us different places, whether it be a ball game or, you know, whatever, the fair, those types of things. And now you walk around there and wonder, how in the world can mom and dad afford to take the kids to places like this? You better fill them up. You better have them eat a lot of cereal before you leave in the morning because, it gets a little pricey. Did you try any of the anything on a stick or anything deep fried?
Nope. I just had some cheesy fries. That's all I had.
I did get a kick out of it. I was walking up to, at one point, I just looked over and I thought, oh, gosh, they had fried cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, always good, for a little snack. Why not? You know, and I walked up to the little shad, the little trailer thing set up there, and I walked up to it, and I said, there was a guy in front of me, and he was having a discussion with the gal. He had a wad of bills in his hand, and she's got the little tray there, sitting there, and he says, $6 for that? And she says, yeah, $6. He says, that's the $6 tray? Says, yeah, that's the $6 tray. And he just looks at her, and he looks at this huge wad of cash that he had in his hand, and he just says, oh, I think I'll pass. He puts the money back in his pocket and walks away, and she just kind of looks at me and gave me this, what am I going to do, look, you know? And I just looked at her. I said, that's all right. Here's the $6. I'll take that tray. You know, sometimes you spend a little more than you probably would normally just because you're having fun and you're off someplace like that. But, yeah, I tried a little bit of that and, you know, I had a few other things. Had to go to the JR Donuts place, the little mini donuts that they make right in front of you. Don't need a huge bag of those for obvious reasons because you'd eat the whole bag. They're that good. But we did get a chance to share a small bag of those anyway. They're just, it's just one of those things that you just want to have when you get there.
Yeah.
Real good. And, of course, my trip to the fair wasn't going to be complete until I swung over to see my friends at the pork producers booth. And I did run into some friends, actually. I ran into Dennis Kent and Julie Herring Kent, who were working at the at that particular booth yesterday. And folks here in these parts might remember them as they've moved up northwest Iowa, but still working with the pork producers there. And they were kind enough to sell me a pork chop on a stick.
There you go.
Boy, those are good. You know, it's just a pork chop, but boy, it's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because it's fair food or what the deal is. Now, we didn't spend the money to do any of the grandstand entertainment or anything while we were down at the fair. And you know what the fair kind of usually amounts to for most folks. It's, unless you have children with you, then it amounts to standing in the midway area watching all of the kids spend all that money ticket by ticket, you know, bouncing from place to place and stuff. But for the rest of us, it's kind of an advertising blitz. You know, I kind of sat down when we got home, and I said something to my wife. I said, you know, we could have just sat at home and watched infomercials all day on TV, because that's pretty much what we did at the fair when you stop and think about it. You know, you wander in through the commercial exhibits through the varied industries building and what have you, and, you know, really, that's what it is. It's an advertising blitz. You've got all those booths set up. And in some cases, they have their little microphones pasted to the side of their faces, you know, and it's like watching an infomercial on TV, you know. This is the greatest ladder in the world. Let me show you why. You know, they'll shine your shoes. They'll make you beads. They'll do all kinds of things and stuff for you. Cookware galore. I mean, you can find everything when you get there. But, you know, wandering around, we didn't get a chance to do much for entertainment necessarily until kind of toward the end. We happened to be walking down the Grand Concourse, and just off the Grand Concourse, actually, around toward the food area there, kind of food row, like to call it. But all of a sudden, there was this guy, all decked out in a goofy outfit. You're thinking to yourself, yeah, it's the fair. What's your point? But no, this guy actually works at the fair, not attending the fair. Mm-hmm. But we see this guy, he's all decked out, this goofy outfit, and he's got this goofy contraption on. And we looked over, and we see this looked like a huge old-fashioned floor model radio from back about the 1920s or 30s. And I thought, oh, that looks kind of cool, and there was a small crowd just starting to assemble around, so we wandered over there, and we actually ended up kind of standing back behind him, so we were looking at the back of his contraption there, but he was the one-man band. Did you get a chance to see that at all?
I did.
Wow.
It's cool.
Wow, how talented is this guy?
He's really talented.
I mean, he's got that bass drum on his back, and it's attached to his... He's got these special shoes. They have these little clips on the back of them that he's designed. I wonder how many pairs of those shoes he goes through.
Yeah, probably a lot.
Do you suppose he bought them at the state fair?
I doubt that. And if you got them at the state fair, he would like them back. Well, I was just looking around a little bit, because we enjoyed it. We stood there for... the entire time that he was performing at that time, I think he did like three shows. It was just kind of like a wandering thing. Mm-hmm. They didn't give him a stage or anything. They hired him to come in. He's from Toronto, actually. He goes by the name Bandaloni, which makes sense when you think about it. And I was pulling up his website this morning, just kind of searching for him a little bit. And the guy's got a weird sense of humor, too, because his biography starts with, "It was a dark and stormy night." The following day, however, was mild and clear, if a little muggy, in a rustic village in Canada. Anyway, he's from the Toronto area in Canada and does a lot of these different types of shows. But he's got this bass drum on his back, this configured thing that he's got, and it's tied to this clip. He's got the little thing running all the way down the back of him. It's tied to the back of his heel on one side. Then he's got cymbals up top, too, and that's tied to the back of his other heel. So he just kind of moves around, and every time he takes a step, something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Either he's hitting the drum or he's hitting the cymbals. Of course, he's got the guitar, and at one point he had a cowbell. attached to the bottom of the guitar, and he's playing guitar with his, you know, strumming the guitar with his right hand, and in the meantime, he's got a drumstick between a couple of the fingers on his right hand, so he's strumming and clanking the cowbell at the same time. Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you come up with these types of ideas? I mean, I know a one-man band is not a new idea. You know, it probably goes back as long as somebody finally decided if you beat on the bottom of a pan, you could actually make some noise. But there are a lot of different ways. I've seen a lot of different types of these things, and usually they kind of make their own. You don't just, you know, run down to the music store and say, hey, I'd like a one-man band set up if I can, please. It usually doesn't happen there. They're pretty talented folks. They make it work the way they can. But, you know, you see different types of these setups, you know, the different types of performers and things. But, boy, this guy was playing everything from the Beatles and the Rolling Stones to stuff from today. And
yeah. When we were standing there, you know, he took a moment at one point, you know, to ask for requests, and anybody shouted out, he was right on it. He knew it right away, so it was pretty impressive. I just don't know how you go through that process in your mind of figuring out, you know, the order and the kind of the accompaniment of what you have to do each time you play a different song. It's just unreal. It has got to be stuck in his brain.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to know how his brain actually works. But, you know, for some folks like me who are musically challenged, you know, that's one thing I always wanted to do is learn how to play a musical instrument, a guitar or something. And I actually had a guitar one time when I was a little kid, but it wasn't the kind that you'd really want to use to, you know, perform with at all. But, and I, you know, had some friends who took guitar lessons. We had one of the nuns at our school. Was always, oh, we had free guitar lessons at school if we wanted them. We'd just come in an hour before school, and she'd have a couple of hundred people in the auditorium there teaching everybody how to play guitar all at once. And, you know, I never got a chance to do anything like that. Now, before you think my parents are just ogres because they wouldn't let us do something we wanted to do, they were right. As I got older, they were right. You know, they always told us, no, I'm not going to buy you a guitar because you kids are athletes. That's all you kids do. You go out and you're playing ball and stuff all the time. So, I mean, I'm going to spend a couple of $100 on a guitar that you're going to piddle around with for one day, and it'll end up just sitting behind a door somewhere, you know, and you'll forget where you put it, and that'll be the end of it. And they were right. I can't argue with them. But now as you get older, you know, those are the kind of things you can do for life. Mm-hmm. You can't play ball all your life, but, you know, you can enjoy those kinds of things. So, you know, but it's one thing to think about, and I'm still contemplating at some point maybe buying a guitar and teaching myself how to play, but just for enjoyment's sake. But it's one thing to do that. And to think about how I could, and I would struggle, I'm sure, starting at this late age now, but how do you figure out how to do what he does?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you talk about multitasking. I mean, some people can't jot down a note and have a phone up to their ear at the same time. They struggle with that. This guy's got like 12 different instruments all attached to him. He's playing them all at the same time. I'm just amazed at how he moves. I mean, he makes it look easy, but how he moves around and engages the crowd.
Yeah,
the way he does. When you remember, each step that he takes does something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, I'm trying to get from here to there. He's also trying to perform the song, too. So,
yeah.
You know, you can't just, hey, how you doing over there, and run right over.
The one thing that was kind of interesting when we were watching him towards the end, one of his clips for his bass drum actually broke. So he was kind of like, well, guys, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, once in a blue moon this happens, and I can't finish these last two songs that I was going to play for you. And then he's like, well, unless you want to do it. And there were some kids, you know, that were standing there, you know, kind of dancing to his music and stuff. And he had them come over and play the, you know, just pulling a rhythmic beat on the bass drum. Well, they got going too slow or too fast. And you could tell how much in his mind it was just really throwing him off because he's stopping all the time. Hey, guys, you got to get it right. I can't do this. It was pretty funny afterwards, you know, when he got done finally, he goes, hey, that's the closest I've come to playing in an actual band, and I don't know how long.
Well, I got a kick out of, like I said, his whole setup there, which was his amplifier and all of his. And, he, you know, he had two separate microphones. One was a straight mic, and then the other one, it kind of, I don't know what you call it necessarily, but it made it sound like it was more than one person singing. Mm-hmm. So when he was trying to do the background vocals and stuff, you know, he could do that by turning into the other mic. But, you know, and he had all those settings back there behind, too, so he's punching all the buttons and things. But as I say, it was set up in a big speaker setup that looked like one of those old floor model radios from years gone by. And I just got a kick out of it. He walked over and he says, yeah, see, this was my grandpa's iPod. He said, I like to call it the grand pod. I think the kids actually understood his humor at that point, too. So he was trying to engage everyone in the crowd. But, you know, I guess point is you never know what you're going to find, you know. And that was kind of toward the end of our day as we were finishing up our wander around the fair that day. So you just never know what you might run into, but always good entertainment when you go to the different types of festivals and things, too. You always look for something somewhere. Boy, there are some talented and somewhat crazy people out there. Speaking of crazy people.
You know,
why am I looking at you?
I really think you should pursue this guitar deal a little bit, you know. There hasn't been anybody to replace Fantastic Faye. You know, maybe you could be.
I don't think he's replaceable, though.
Ginormous Jim or something? Yeah.
I don't know. I think clapping of hands might be my best bet when it comes to anything musical. And I'm not even sure I could do that in rhythm. I don't know how well that would work.
I know I couldn't.
I know I can't sing, so playing the guitar is about as close as I could come. Huh? We need. I always wanted the drums, too, but I think you understand why Mom and Dad wouldn't let me do that. Same reason you wouldn't let yours. Yeah. Hey, tell us more about Camlin's.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating has been in business serving Southwest Iowa since 1918 and have proven to all our customers of the integrity and value that we can offer. Your money spent on repairs or remodels is important to you, and we take that concern very seriously. We want you to be pleased with your investments. Your happiness is what we are all about. We don't Band-Aid repairs. We fix them right. We don't sell weekend specials for fixtures and faucets on furnaces and air conditioners. We sell quality, value-loaded products, and we know that we know you will be happy with. The companies that we represent are the companies with longevity, quality, and competitive prices. You truly can come to trust in Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic 243-1512 and in Harlan 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Ludwig Wittgenstein. It says, if people never did silly things, nothing intelligent would ever get done.
That kind of fits the theme of what we were talking about this morning, doesn't it?
I got that part of it in
there. Yeah, and we didn't even rehearse that. That's pretty good. Thanks, Brett. Yep. Appreciate that. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.